Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, Browns Nation weekend. Palpably feel the energy and the excitement building around the Dog Bowl here in Berea. Great to have you along, everybody. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura will join the show a little bit later on. And yeah, you've come to the right place. This is where all the energy is going to take place. Wilhelm and I might even pad up and start hitting each other. Who knows?
That's right. You'll hear the crashing of the pads in the background. We'll leave the mics cranked up.
We've got to do it that way as we get set to roll Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, your way. So, as we count down to the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Browns going back on the road, a lot of things, Matt, to put on the plate today, get the menu rolling, and, of course, our Ohio business machine hot topics of the day are always ones that we think will keep you feeling in game mode as we get set for Sunday. Before I get to that, let me tell you, we need you, though. Love you to join the show. You know how to do that at 216-578-0850. You could tweet at the show, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Michael Regei, at Browns underscore daily. You shouldn't be able to
plenty
miss.
Plenty of options.
There are options.
We want to hear you, folks.
It's like running a triple option.
That's right.
Right. When you run it correctly.
That's right.
You got opportunities to make big plays and do damage.
So that's right.
That's coming up for us here in the show. And as always, a little bit later on, we'll have the round table. That'll be the second hour today. And I do believe our guy Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network will be dropping by. We also will get into fact or fiction later on in the show with that's always spirited because sometimes, you know, the way it's laid out from our coordinating producer Jason Gibbs, it can give you cause to think and ponder for a moment. That's what we like. And so all of that is coming up. And as we said, a lot of you as well, whether it's at 216-578-0850 or on Twitter as we'll check the tweets. All right, Matt, as we lay out our Ohio business machine hot topics of the day, I mean, first and foremost, this Jacksonville Jaguar football team is 0-6, as we know. They're starting a rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles, who many believe, and Mike Pettine discussed yesterday that the Browns had interest in. But I think we could agree, and Mike Pettine sold this to his football team early in the week. Forget about the numbers. Don't look at the numbers like dead last in the NFL. At 69 yards per game on the ground. So before we get into that, I mean, let's start there. I mean, if you're a linebacker, so you're in the Browns defensive room, and you're looking, and you say, wait a minute, you know, whether it's Toby Gerhart or Denard Robinson, or whether it's Blake Bortles trying to, you know, when plays break down, trying to run the football, they don't run the football at all. Is there a danger in that?
There definitely is, and I think it's something that, from a schematic standpoint, you're going to be prepared for a balanced offense. And I think having come off a great victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers last Sunday at First Energy Stadium, a victory that this club, this organization has been looking for a very long time, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars will be ready. They know they were hungry for that first win. They're going to do everything in their power to win this football game in front of their home fans. I do not believe it's a trap game. I just believe that we as the Cleveland Browns, they again, I keep saying that we're on the cusp of something special. We're on the cusp of being, you know, in that, or we're already in the top 15, but in that top 10,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Mark Schlereth, you know, of the
what did Stink have to say?
Stink had to say.
What did he say?
He's got our Cleveland Browns being the AFC North division winners.
Stink said that. He's all bought in.
He is all bought in. So that is what we need to be prepared for. We need to be prepared for anything down there. I think that Jacksonville knows they can't throw the ball 50 plus times against this defense because of both pass rush and also too the confidence that is building in our back end. Regardless whether Justin Gilbert, K'Wan Williams is healthy, Joe Hayden stepped up. Screen had a great game last week, and those safeties are playing extremely well. So we have to be ready for a balanced attack. That being said, without looking at the stats, and I'm sure the coaches are doing everything in their power to keep those stats from the players, but
like the one I just mentioned.
Exactly. But
they run for 69 yards a game. And
have been outscored by over 100 points in those six football games.
Yeah.
Is these players will see those inequities in this Jacksonville Jaguar team on tape.
Mm.
So let's just hope, and we know that they are, that they're digging into that tape. And what we all know and we talk about time and time again, the NFL is a series of one-on-one matchups.
Sure, yeah.
And what we have to do and what should give us confidence is not looking at the stats and saying, ha, look at these guys, dead last this, dead last that. We got them. It's looking at your individual matchup, Allen Robinson versus Joe Hayden, you know, Toby Gerhardt versus Carlos Dansby,
yeah,
and go, I got him.
Right.
I can own him in man. Our scheme is better than the way we execute, better than they execute. All of those things over the course of, as you say, those meat days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as you tune your craft, you should know and build confidence as the weeks goes on. That stats, throw them out the window. But when you look at those guys and you look at how they play, we're better than them.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned, and I got to tell you, those two, Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee. Now, I think all Browns fans were a lot tuned in to young men like that. Marquise Lee, USC, Allen Robinson. We saw him here in the Big Ten at Penn State.
Bradley Roby nightmare.
Two quality receivers that did some business and did some work. Jacksonville drafts them in the second, third round. And, of course, following Blake Bortles, so they went heavy for Gus Bradley on the offensive side of the football. But, again, that having been said, it leads us into, and that's why I wanted the run game, throw that out against you, because there's some of the numbers, and we don't want to say that they lie. They don't lie, but Mike Pettin said, read into more as we watch tape this week, scheme, philosophy, and how they're going to try to attack us, because Pettin was telling his football team they have capabilities. And of course, I mean, that's a coach's job to do that. I like that. So our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day, Matt, with that in mind, we can think about this for a moment if we want. But for all of you on Twitter and with us when we get to you next segment at 216-578-0850, what's the matchup that you want to see the Browns win to be able to come out with that bottom line victory, that W on Sunday? So what's the matchup? We threw a couple of those out. And maybe what's the biggest key, Matty? I remember a couple of weeks ago you and I were really hard on this, or heavy on this, when the Browns went down to Tennessee for their last business trip, as we like to call it.
That's right.
No fun time now.
No.
Business trip.
That's right.
On the road in September, October, November, December. That's what that fun time is later when you head out on the road and on vacation. But what is the biggest key? We said the Browns had to start quickly against Tennessee. We, you know, our principals were right. We were dead wrong because they did anything but. But what's the biggest key to the Browns getting out of the chute and starting quickly on Sunday?
I do believe it's the confidence. That confidence that I just talked about in studying the Jacksonville Jaguars personnel, in studying those schemes that Mike Pettin alluded to, and mastering those against this football team and being able to go out and execute. You go in with confidence knowing we're 3-2. We've won two consecutive football games. One, not so quite in the fashion that we would have liked, but we learned on the road how to win a football game.
Yeah.
And also, two, came home against our not only division rival, but our largest rival, and won that football game as well. You take that confidence, you take that momentum on the road on another business trip, and you start to impose your will,
yep,
and back up yourself as the Cleveland Browns and maintain those statistics in the way that they're suited right now.
You're talking language. It's gotten me. What were you? Imposing will. Well, there's no phrase I like hearing better in the National Football League than, can you impose your will?
Step on their throat,
on
impose your will.
You bet it. Right now. No question about that. So we try to like to do that with you, with your help in the Dog Bowl, each and every day here in Berea between 1 and 3 in the afternoon. So, all right, I'm going to get this started here. biggest key to the Browns starting quickly for me. Blake Bortles behind that offensive line has been running for his life quite a bit, Matt. Now, you know, listen, it's all tight. They can't run the football. He's been putting it up 35, 40-plus times a game. So, for me, he's been sacked an average. Chad Henne, the first couple of games of the year. But the quarterbacks have been sacked almost five times per game. So, times that by 2 to 3, the times that they've been hit and pressured. And, to me, don't need to go any further than right there. We know the Browns are a little bit ouchy when it comes to that front seven with guys that – But, boy, I tell you, I think there's a tremendous opportunity, Matt, for this Browns front seven to duplicate those 4.5 times per game that Bortles has been sacked and really put some shots on him with heat out of Jim O'Neill's defense.
100%, Reg. And I really do think, again, it's that confidence will come across from the 53 down from those coaches on the sideline. But, again, if I had to pick one, it's dominance up front. You know, making them a one-trick pony, forcing rookie Blake Bortles to throw the ball 40 and 50 times.
They won't win if they. There's no way that they're going to beat the Browns if he throws it 43, 45, 47 times.
No, there's not.
Couple of 2-3 picks there.
Right. And I talked to Nathan earlier. I go, this is the Jacksonville Jaguars teams to throw statistics at you, fans and Browns backers. Is they've only scored the highest point total they've had thus far this season is 17 points.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you're playing a Cleveland Browns football offense that scores 26-plus points per game. Okay?
Mm.
So it's they are who we thought they are. That is exactly what
All
we
right,
want.
All right, Denny Green.
That's exactly what we want. These players, not saying this week is, we know what to expect. We don't want them. We're gonna praise them this week. All week, we're going to go there and say we maintained those statistics. We limited them on the ground. We forced Blake Bortles to throw us the football. We threw him to the ground like a rag doll. And again, this to me personally is a stat stuffing type of week for these Cleveland Browns.
Stat sheet stuffer. Absolutely. They could do that there. All right. So, biggest key to get a quick start Sunday. And if you want to break it down, and these are Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day, and your input is coming up next as we get rolling here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What about the matchup then? It can be individual. It can be unit. It can encompass both. But we want your thoughts on what's the matchup that the Browns have to have success with to be able to win on Sunday. Now, we've said this before, but given the course of what I'm going to be extremely disappointed, Matt, if Jacksonville, like everybody else has, though, there's the caveat, like everybody else has, and I don't think we can discount that, runs the football effectively on the Browns. I'm going to be gravely disappointed if that happens.
You're right about that. And I think that I would hope that the first quarter, I want to say the first two drives, which, well, if they're three and outs, they should take no more than 3-4 minutes. I just hope that the Cleveland Browns defense is ready and takes that away, and at 3 or 4 attempts, they get 0, 2, -1, 4, 0, 2 yards.
Break their spirits.
Break their spirits.
Right,
They've tried to rush the ball 6 times and they have 16 yards.
Right.
You know, or something like that. And you have sent the largest message to Blake Bortles for the type of day that he's in.
Yep.
And his arm is going to be sore. His butt is going to be sore.
Yep.
From getting knocked to the ground. And again, our defensive backs, and I talked about it as well, it's, you know, disguising against a rookie quarterback and showing blitz and backing off, and that up and back of Joe Hayden and Buster Skrine outside to disguise against a quarterback who's going to make mistakes naturally because he's a rookie, but you can force him into those mistakes as well.
And guys, this is what we're talking about here. And listen, this is not – I think you all know me better than have you listened. I have, like, major over-the-top respect, and I mean a lot of it, for every man that puts on pads and helmet in the National Football League, please. Because I'm the guy that there isn't that much difference between the talent level on the Jacksonville roster and the talent level on the Seattle roster. And, Matt, you and I got into that, and you backed me up on that. There ain't that much difference there now.
No, there's not. Right? And we'll get the break here in a minute, but it's the one thing that I want to say, what still surprises me about an organization, and even in Cleveland, but we've seen that trend, that needle tip towards where we're headed right now when you change up head coach and the talent level in our locker room. But it's surprising to me how a Jacksonville Jaguar team, time and time again, year after year, and especially these last 3 years since Gus Bradley has been there, they struggle to score points. And they give up a lot of points. And those two things,
exactly right.
You will not win a lot of football games in the NFL.
No, you're not going to be able to. And as we do go to break, and again, that's why I started today about the Jacksonville run game. Even now, we're talking about Toby Gerhart. Young man, remember him at Stanford? You know, a guy that was more of a guy move the chains type of runner. Toby Gerhart, between the seams, between the numbers guy. He's our feature back, an average of 2.6 yards per tote. And then the former hybrid, Shoelaces, Michigan quarterback Denard Robinson, is actually, per yards per carry, per tote, their best at 3.4. He's backing up as a running back, Gerhart. And then the rook, Storm Johnson out of UCF,
yes.
Played for George O'Leary at Central Florida, like him. But, I mean, again, they just don't strike a lot of fear in you behind an offensive line that doesn't impose their will. So that's where we start today, but we want your matchup that you believe the Browns have to be successful at to win today. The biggest key to maybe a quick start for the Browns to win on Sunday. Those, the Ohio Business Machine, hot topics of the day. Matt Wilhelms here. He's ready to roll. I'm Michael Regei. Ditto, ready to roll. Nathan Zagura will join us a little bit later on. Lineup's all set for you. Now, your turn. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's get this baby out of gear and have it motivated with you. Next, we'll get it started on ESPN Cleveland.